This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Tuesday, November 11th. Today is Veterans Day. Banks, government offices, and many businesses have been closed. Veterans Day was originally Armistice Day. It was later changed to honor veterans of all wars, not just the end of World War I. There were ceremonies today at the Veterans Memorial Park and the courthouse at 11 a.m. to mark the official date and time. We just want to thank all of our veterans who have served, no matter if you were wartime or peacetime. Without our military, there would be no America. Last night, we saw an unusual early snowfall across southeastern North Carolina. It's all gone now, doggone it. While minimal accumulation was reported, and again, all that's gone, the snow flurries were enjoyed throughout the area. Today's weather changed a bit, however. We're now facing increased fire dangers due to low humidity and strong gusty winds. This pattern is probably going to continue through the end of the week. The Forest Service and Fire Marshal encourage anyone with outdoor burning plans to hold off for a day or two until conditions improve. While the fire dangers are high, temperatures are below seasonal average. Facts of Life Church in Wyville is opening its warming shelter again tonight for anyone in need of a safe place to sleep. The church is located at 506 North Lee Street in Wyville. Please enter by the gym. Call 910-918-5478. A missing girl from Kelly was found safe in Wyville on Monday and has been returned to her parents. Jessica Diaz, age 13, disappeared from her home around 11 p.m. Sunday, according to Blake County officials. Wyville police found her at an apartment, Sawmill Complex, Monday morning. Retired District 8 Forester Shane Hardy was honored with the Order of the Longleaf Pine last week. The 28-year veteran of the Forest Service has worked emergencies in 15 states, as well as dozens of major wildfires in North Carolina. We have more about Hardy and the honor on our website. Southeastern Community College has signed partnerships with three universities. Western Carolina, UNC Pembroke, and NC State will now guarantee admissions for transfer students under the new agreements. Look for more on this story later on our website. Winter basketball registration ends December 7th for the 2026 Wyville Parks and Rec season. Cost is $15 for city residents, $25 for children who live in the county. The league is open to players 5 to 16. A birth certificate is required at registration. Call 910-642-9052. You can also see the story online for a link to register. Donations are needed for the Lake Waccamaw Food Bank for the Thanksgiving distribution on November 22nd. If you'd like to donate a turkey or contribute to purchasing one for a needy family, call 910-641-7017. The Columbus County Disaster Coalition will host Faith and Preparedness Thursday at 4 p.m. at Vineland Station. Registration is required. Go to ColumbusCountyDisasterCoalition.com to register. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson.
Child Fund presents the Very Merry Christmas Tour, featuring Megan Woods, Building 429, and hosted by New Song. Join us at Northwood Church in Wyville for a powerful night of Christmas worship, Saturday, December 6th. Doors open at 5:15, concert starts at 6 p.m.
Get your tickets now at Barefoot Brew, 119 West Broad Street in Elizabethtown. Candlewoods Farm Coffee and Bakery, 721 South Madison Street in Wyville. MacArthur Supply, 117 East Railroad Avenue in Chadburn. And online at itickets.com. That's Saturday, December 6th at the church at Northwood, 2772 James B. White Highway North in Wyville. Brought to you in part by Black's Tire, your trusted partner for oil changes and top quality tires.